It feels like every single week there's another major cyber breach hitting the headlines. It's
Yeah.
getting serious.
Absolutely. These aren't just small problems anymore. They're real threats to businesses just functioning day to day.
And I saw this Deloitte survey recently. It's pretty startling. Something like 43% of executives feel like they're just constantly playing catch up with how fast these attacks are evolving.
Yeah, nearly half. And it's not just that the malware itself is getting trickier, though it is. It's the sheer volume, the variety, the complexity is just ramping up
It really creates a challenging environment, doesn't it?
for everyone. It's really shifted from if something major happens to, when.
Exactly. Which brings us perfectly to our deep dive today. We're looking at a really interesting strategic alliance that's formed between Commvault and Deloitte.
Two big names. Commvault, a leader in like next-gen data protection, and Deloitte, obviously huge in cyber defense and incident response.
Right. So this partnership, it feels significant, like a potential step change for enterprise cyber resilience.
It really does seem that way. Our mission today really is to unpack what this collaboration means for businesses. For companies looking to strengthen their defenses, sure, but also their recovery
That
capabilities.
recovery piece is so critical.
Absolutely. We'll be looking at the whole life cycle, proactive stuff, detection, response, and that all important, reliable recovery.
Okay, let's jump in. Why is this alliance such a big deal? It's more than just two companies shaking hands, right?
Precisely. Think back to that statistic we just mentioned, that 43%. That highlights the core problem, this growing gap between the threats out there and how prepared companies actually are. So this alliance, it isn't just about rolling out, another security tool. It's aiming for a much more comprehensive framework, a strategic approach to resilience.
Okay, so less like just adding another padlock and more like designing the whole security system, alarms, monitoring, response team, the works.
That's a great analogy, actually. It focuses on those key pillars we mentioned: preparing before an attack, detecting threats in real time, responding quickly and effectively to limit the damage, and then having solid recovery plan.
Makes sense. Let's break that down. Stage one,
Yeah.
preparing before anything happens. What are Commvault and Deloitte bringing here?
One really interesting concept they emphasize is defining minimum viability.
Minimum viability.
Okay.
What does that mean exactly?
Think of it as identifying the absolute must-haves for your business to keep running during a crisis. The critical data, key applications, essential people, the core processes,
Right.
what has to stay online.
Right. Figuring out your non-negotiables, the things that if they go down, everything else stops.
Exactly. It's fundamental, but often overlooked in the rush. And building on that, Commvault has this really innovative feature called Clean Room Recovery.
Clean room recovery. Sounds intriguing.
It is. It actually lets organizations simulate a cyber attack. They can test their recovery plans in a completely isolated, safe environment before a real crisis hits.
Wait, really? You can basically run a cyber drill on your own setup without risking anything.
Precisely.
Wow. That sounds incredibly valuable for finding the weak spots.
It really is. It lets your teams practice, find the gaps in the plane, see what breaks, all without the pressure and risk of a live attack. It boosts readiness and honestly builds confidence too.
Okay, so you've figured out your minimum viability, you've run these cyber fire drills. But inevitably, an attack might still start. That brings us to stage two, active detection and response.
And this is where you really see the synergy. You've got Deloitte's deep expertise in cyber risk, their intelligence, combined with Commvault's tech.
The tech side being.
Commvault uses AI-driven anomaly detection. The system learns what's normal for your environment so it can automatically flag weird behavior that might signal an attack, like a really smart security camera for your data.
Ah, okay. So the AI raises the initial flag. Hey, something looks off here.
Exactly. Then you bring in Deloitte's human intelligence. They know the attack vectors, they have the latest threat intel, they know the response best practices.
So it's machine speed plus human expertise.
Right. That combination means much faster threat identification, and speed is everything when you're trying to contain damage.
And spotting it is one thing, acting on it is another.
Absolutely. Which leads to this idea of coordinated incident handling. Because you have Commvault's tech insights and Deloitte's strategic view working together, the whole response is more streamlined.
So they're not working in silos.
No, they integrate their findings, leading to faster, more precise actions, which again is all about minimizing the impact.
Makes sense. Time is definitely the enemy there. Okay, so let's say the attack is contained. Now, stage three, The aftermath.
Yeah.
Recovery and getting back to business.
And recovery, it's crucial to remember, isn't just about getting data back. That's vital, of course. But it's about restoring business continuity, getting everything running smoothly again.
So how does the Alliance tackle that?
The Commvault Cloud platform is sort of the foundation here. Combined with Deloitte's structured approach to managing that recovery process, which can be, frankly, pretty chaotic.
Are there specific tools within that platform?
Yes, a few key ones. There's Cloud Rewind. Think of it like instantly rolling back your whole environment to a point before the attack hit.
Like a giant undo button for your systems.
Sort of, yeah. Then there's Clumio Backtrack, which is more granular. If you don't need a full rollback, you can restore specific bits of data or systems.
Okay, targeted recovery.
Right. And interestingly, they also use that clean room recovery capability again after an incident.
How so?
To test things thoroughly, make sure no vulnerabilities are left, check that the fix has worked before fully bringing everything back online.
So it's not just reverting, it's learning and hardening before you go live again.
Exactly. These tools, plus the expert guidance, are all geared towards cutting down that downtime and getting operations back faster and more safely.
We've talked about the what and how. What about the why from the leaders themselves? Any key perspectives from Commvault or Deloitte?
Yeah, David Nowak from Deloitte put it quite well. He said they're offering a strategic and broad solution, not just defense, but also helping clients recover from outages and attacks. He really emphasized that comprehensive aspect.
Covering both sides of the coin, defense and recovery.
Exactly. And Thomas Bryan over at Commvault echoed that. He stressed that cyber resilience isn't like optional anymore. It's an end-to-end responsibility. It's not just buying a product.
Those are strong statements. Really underlines the seriousness and the thinking behind this partnership. Now, I bet listeners have some practical questions bubbling up. Our sources had a helpful FAQ section.
They did. And a common first question is basically, okay, so what is the core offering boiled down?
Right.
And as we've been discussing, it's that synergy. Commvault's tech for data protection and recovery, ingrained with Deloitte's cyber defense and response expertise. A full spectrum approach.
And that clean room recovery thing we talked about, the FAQ, highlights the benefit too, right? For actually testing your plans.
Absolutely. Moving beyond just having a plan to actually validating it works under simulated pressure. That's huge.
It really is. What about detecting threats? Does the FAQ confirm the AI part?
Yep. It confirms Commvault uses that AI-powered anomaly detection we mentioned for proactively spotting those unusual patterns that could signal trouble brewing.
That proactive element feels so necessary now. Another question I imagine people have, is this just for the Fortune 500s?
Good question. The FAQ actually addresses that. It says, while big companies definitely benefit, the tools and strategies are designed to be scalable. So mid-sized businesses can get significant value too. It's not just an enterprise-only play.
That's good to hear. Scalability is key. And back to recovery, the FAQ mentions Cloud Rewind and Clumio Backtrack again.
It does. It reiterates how those tools are specifically built to minimize disruption, enabling those fast rollbacks or targeted restores we discussed. Less downtime.
Got it. And it also circles back to defining that minimum viability.
Exactly. Reinforces how foundational that is.
Yeah.
Knowing what absolutely must keep running to survive an incident. Clarity on that is step one.
Okay, so this alliance provides a really robust framework.
Mm-hmm.
But how does a company actually get this up and running? The sources mentioned a company called Technegion.
Yeah, Technegion is presented as a partner that can help businesses implement this whole Commvault Deloitte approach effectively.
Ah, like an implementation specialist.
Kind of, yeah. They bring their own expertise in enterprise tech strategy. They help tailor and integrate these solutions, align them with best practices for a specific company's needs.
So they bridge the gap between the alliance's offering and the company's reality.
That seems to be the idea. They offer services like developing customized resilience strategies, handling the Commvault setup and management, implementing detection and risk tools, building out response plans, even providing ongoing support.
So they become a sort of ongoing partner in strengthening security.
Exactly. A partner to help fortify your digital setup using this alliance.
And Technegion itself, who are they?
They're described as a managed IT service provider based in Irvine, California, serving Southern California businesses.
Okay.
Their focus seems to be on innovative tech solutions aiming for secure, scalable, and efficient IT environments. They cover things like IT infrastructure management, outsourcing, proactive cybersecurity.
So a broad range of IT services.
Pretty broad, yeah. Cloud computing, network management, IT systems, and importantly for this conversation, disaster recovery planning. They position themselves as a strategic ally for optimizing IT and boosting security and efficiency.
Okay, thanks for that context.
Yeah.
So let's try and wrap this up. What's the main takeaway from this Commvault-Deloitte Alliance deep dive?
I think the core message is that this signals a really important shift in thinking about cyber resilience. It's moving past just prevention.
Right, because prevention isn't foolproof.
Exactly. It's about a more holistic strategy. Proactive planning, yes, but also real-time defense. And crucially, that ability to recover quickly and reliably when, not if, something happens.
So it's defense in depth, but also resilience in depth. Having a plan B, C, and D ready to go.
That's a good way to put it. And this alliance may be implemented with help from partners like Technigian, provides both the strategic framework and the actual tools needed to build that kind of robust posture.
This has been really eye-opening. It definitely highlights how critical that holistic view is now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe a final thought for everyone listening.
Go for it.
Think about your own organization. What are those absolute core assets, that minimum viability we talked about? And then ask yourself, how confident are you really right now that you could get those back quickly and fully after a major cyber attack? What's one proactive step you could actually take, maybe even this week, to boost that confidence? Definitely something to mull over.
Absolutely. Food for thought.